This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Over the last few days, well, since the election, I have had numerous people who used to live in California. Many of them are very successful business owners, business people, who have been in touch with me and told me they are desperately trying to get out of California. Independent from the election, they are saying California is so corrupt that it is impossible to run an honest business there. And that the culture is just, people are totally insane. They hide behind this kind of new age happy thing and love and peace, you know, and it's all bullshit. Behind the scenes, they're crooks and backstabbers and fraudsters and con artists and horrible people. And people are just trying to get out. You know, the good people who are still remaining are just trying to get out of California because apparently it's a nightmare to live there. Now, these people lived in the city areas of California, Ventura, Los Angeles, San Diego, or areas close to that. The countryside and rural areas of California are, of course, very different from the city areas. But I've never seen such a surge of people who are trying to get out of the urban areas of California. It's really amazing. And it just shows this migration. Now, you may recall Del Bigtree, for example, he left California, what was it, about a year ago or a little less than a year ago, and he moved to Austin, Texas. And he just set up shop there. And that's where he is now, and that's where he's living, and that's his life. Same thing with Joe Rogan, right? Joe Rogan set up his studio now not far from the Alex Jones studio in Austin. And I think for many of the same reasons as everybody else, Joe Rogan is like, this is insane to pay these taxes in California, and the government's just handing out free money to illegals and so on and letting the criminals run loose. You know, at some point, anybody who's got a chance to get out is going to realize these California cities, and frankly, to some degree, the whole state, it has become lawless. It's run by Democrats who don't even care about the rule of law, and they will destroy society. And, they, just like with this election, they lie and cheat and steal. They're con artists and fraudsters, dishonest people, immoral people. That's Democrats, and they dominate in California. And so every honest, reasonable person would want to get out. Who would want to live in a place like that, surrounded by a bunch of fake fraudsters and dishonest, horrible people? And the reason I bring this up now is that you may recall for the last 4 years or so, I've been encouraging people to move out of the cities, and especially to get out of Democrat-controlled states like California and Illinois and New York, for example. And now it's pretty easy to see why, because the philosophy of leftists is authoritarian. They will censor you. If you're not part of the Democrat Party, they will cut you off from being able to do business. They will cut off your freedom of speech. They will seize your firearms, destroy your Second Amendment, destroy your Bill of Rights, while letting their own criminals succeed and run free. And the biggest criminals of all become the governors, like Governor Nuisance, and Governor Brown in Oregon, and Governor Inslee in Washington, and Cuomo in New York, and on and on. Or mayors like Lightfoot in Chicago, or de Blasio in New York City. I mean, what a horrible person. Why would you subject yourself to the authority of these horrible people? If you live in a Democrat state or a Democrat city, you are, in essence, providing funding to these crooks and criminals while also enslaving yourself to their edicts. And why would you do that? That's a legitimate question that everybody needs to be asking. Vote with your feet, as they say. Choose a different place that will respect your freedom. Choose a place that isn't run by crooks and fraudsters and con artists. And that's why so many people are moving to Texas and Indiana, Oklahoma City, for that matter, Idaho. A lot of people moved to Montana recently. A lot of people moving to places like Utah, and even some moving to Wyoming. And what's happening with this is you're getting a bifurcation of the United States, or a polarization, a geographical polarization, where all the communists and left-wing lunatics who love chopping up babies and rigging elections and letting criminals run free and defunding the police, they're going to be living with each other in their own corrupt, collapsing cities like Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle and Chicago and Detroit and so on, where other people, real Americans, people who uphold the rule of law, people who want to live in a civil society, they're going to be living elsewhere. And they'll be concentrating in those areas. And those are the areas that will have the gun manufacturers, by the way, the ammo manufacturers, the patriots, the veterans, law enforcement, and Christians. So the actual battle lines are being drawn now on a map in America. The polarization is happening geographically. And it's in each state, in every state, you know, in the state of Texas. The communists live in Austin, and to some extent, Houston and Dallas and El Paso and, you know, wherever else. The real Texans live outside of those areas in rural areas. And so choose where you want to be, because geography is going to determine your fate in many ways when the Civil War accelerates. Keep all that in mind. You still have time to move. Well, I hope you still have time to move. I don't know that for sure. But the sooner you start, the faster you get there. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.social is where you can find me posting each evening, tweets and videos and so on. Brighteon.social, join up. It's free, and we've got now almost 20,000 people using the site. Thank you for listening.